During this holiday season of giving, it's worth considering the near miracle of food banks, systems with limited funds that somehow access food surpluses and distribute them to those suffering from shortages. Against difficult odds, they prove what is possible when supplies are sensibly shared. The same can be said for the Venison Donation Coalition, a joint effort of social activists, hunters, and processors that provide 35 tons of meat each year to the food banks of New York State. Greg First has been with the coalition since its inception in 1999.
It's a pretty good feeling when a deer that yields 40 pounds of hamburger creates 160 servings. So, in effect, you could feed 160 folks in need a quarter pounder. And so I think the sportsmen, you know, truly, those that participate truly enjoy doing it and find it very rewarding.
First, a retired wildlife biologist for New York State, is one of the volunteers who work to keep the coalition moving, connecting deer hunters with processors who then turn over pounds of much-needed ground meat to food banks. According to First, it all started when private citizens teamed with state legislators.
99, the deer herd is burgeoning, or the late 90s, statewide New York deer herd is burgeoning. Crop damage is probably at an all-time high. And the sportsmen are telling DEC, we'd like a program where we don't have to pay for the processing of the deer ourselves or out of our organization's coffers. So the DEC stepped up and provided funding to pay processing. Food banks picked it up and distributed it, and it was kind of a neat network that snowballed from three processors in 99 to, I think we're close to 90, 95 processors today in 50 counties.
Like many state-funded programs, the Venison Donation Coalition has survived despite cuts and changes in Albany-based funding. First says $120,000 was paid out to processors this year, with a large amount of funds coming from a state grant. Between $10,000 to $15,000 comes from donations made by sportsmen who pledge extra dollars when they purchase their hunting licenses. That contribution on top of the equipment, ammunition, time, and effort already committed to helping to manage the state's deer population.
Ultimately, from a biology career and my interest and love for the outdoors, it's not good for those deer to be so overpopulated that they're not healthy. And sure, they're cute and warm and nice looking, but about the middle of February when we're all down in Florida staying warm and deer are up here starving, you know, that's ultimately, you know, we should be better stewards than that than to allow that to happen.
Early morning commuters most likely have dodged deer this autumn, and the shoulders of area highways are often littered with the remnants of car deer crashes, signs that the species remains active and robust in western New York. The local food bank, First says, is the largest distributor of venison among the state's food banks. And while most aren't likely to become hunters, residents can make cash donations and learn more about the effort at venisondonation.com.
It's just humans helping humans, and that's good stuff in these times. We hear so much negative things about the world today, and here's a small but very bright positive. And the food banks, like I said, our 35 tons of venison is a small part of what they do. So for folks to, you know, not only help us but help them, we're helping each other and making the world a better place.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.